This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sean, can you just give us your overall, just your overall thoughts on the game?
Yeah, look, I think this, we're not doing enough of the little things well enough to win on a consistent basis. We're going to watch the tape. There'll be some encouraging things. And yet, as a team, there's too many details that we have to improve on. That starts with us as coaches, myself, starting with me. But, you know, the turnover battle we thought would be important now and ended up just being one versus zero. And yet, that's pretty significant. But there were parts of the way the game was unfolding that was encouraging early on. And then I thought as it went on, we didn't play as well in the second half.
Sean,
go ahead.
Sean, how do you get other people involved besides Alvin? Is that just kind of the way the Packers were playing tonight, or was he just kind of that big part of the game plan?
Well, look, we ended up getting a lot of deep zone coverage, and there were a ton of plays in for, like, for instance, Emmanuel. But sometimes, look, a lot of it's predicated on the look that you're getting. You'd like to be able to go in and say, hey, he's going to have X amount of touches, whether it's Octavius, whether it's a tight end or another receiver, but that's kind of how it unfolded. So I'll look at the third down numbers. I thought got a little bit better the second half, and yet they still weren't good enough. You know, we had some critical opportunities that we let slip by offensively, and in the end, we couldn't keep pace with the numbers that they were putting up.
Is not having Mike part of that, it just does that change what y'all want to do and how teams are playing you?
Look, I think this – no, I mean, we got a lot of coverage tonight, so that usually comes with Mike. They were without Devontae. Both teams were without two really good defensive tackles, two really good receivers. That's the NFL.
I mean, why do you think you guys couldn't keep pace?
We just finished talking about it. We didn't convert some third downs. We struggled to get off the field on some of the third downs. That's my take before looking at the tape, but we didn't do enough of the little things well.
Sean, were you planning on rotating Ruiz in before Andres went down? It saw him come in earlier for Nick.
Yeah.
Sean, some of these late pass interference penalties, I'm specifically talking about the one that occurred late in last week's game and then the two late in this game. Do you look at that as, hey, this is teachable, I can fix it, or is it?
Well, look, it has to be corrected. You know, in other words, we jump off sides and allow him a free play on third down. And all week long, we talk about discipline, cadence. You know, it's third and, you know, this is a great opportunity for us to get off the field and force him to kick a field goal. And he, you know, when you get a free play like that, you throw it up and the play gets extended and it becomes difficult on the cornerback. But yeah, right now we're leading the league in those calls.
Those are the kind of things you probably specifically look at that drive you crazy when you go to look at the film with the rest of the team. I mean, you tell your team all the time, you got to be in there mentally. And I'm sure maybe you use that as an example or things like that.
Is that a question or are you?
It was a bad rambling question. I'm sorry. I was losing my train of thought there.
A number of frustrating things that I'm sure we'll see on tape.
Sean, the big pass to Lazard, the 72-yarder, did you see what happened on that before watching the film?
Yeah, look, it's a safety's play. We're in quarters coverage. It's third down. I think it's third and 10. It wasn't very good.
How close to game time were the y'all deciding that Onyemata and Marcus couldn't go?
I think, look, as we approached today, I think we felt Marcus was going to be ready. We felt like next week, and hopeful David is as well. We'll keep you guys posted. But, we did what was best for this game.
Sean, you always talk every year about, you got to start over every year. It's a new year. Do you feel like your team's sort of struggling to find an identity early on? Something to hang a hat on?
Yeah, to some degree. I mean, you're frustrated as a coach because that starts with us, and we've got to do a better job. We've got to, get ready to play a better game against Detroit. That's our industry. We're 1-2 right now, and it's been a while since we've felt that, and yet 3 years ago we were 0-2. So a little bit of a gut check, and yet we're not playing well enough. Let's not fool ourselves. We're making too many mistakes, and we're not playing disciplined enough on both sides of the ball. And that's really just the truth.
Sean, obviously Taysom's fumble turned out to be the turning point. Just in hindsight, what were your thoughts going into that call, and how uncharacteristic was that, what happened there?
Yeah, look, it was a tough break, tough play. It's a give read. We have a chance for a big play, and we'll leave it at that. He works his butt off like all of, it's just more of a technique thing. So if we have to look at how much, but that was, we just stopped him on the fourth down play. And so we got the ball in real good field position. We have a chance to make something of it, and unfortunately we didn't.
Sean, what makes those bootlegs they run so hard to defend?
That's a good question. They shouldn't be that difficult, but we made them look hard, didn't we?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.